Today morning we are reading from Canto 3, Status Quo, Chapter number 15, entitled Description of the Kingdom of God, Text number 39. Krishna Prasada Sumukam Srihanyadama. Sneha Valoka Kalayaridhi Samsrabhantam. Shame Prita Urasi Sobitaya Sriya Swaha.
Shame Prita Urasi Sobitaya Sriya Swaha.
Chuda Manim Subhagayantam Ivatma Dishnyam.
Chuda Manim Subhagayantam.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure. His auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction. And His affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. The Lord's beautiful bodily color is blackish and His broad chest is the resting place of the Goddess of Fortune, who glorifies the entire spiritual world, the summit of all heavenly planets. Thus it appeared that the Lord was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune of the spiritual world. Purport. It's a long purport. When the Lord came, He was pleased with everyone. Therefore it is stated here, Krishna Prasada Sumukam. The Lord knew that even the offensive doormen were His pure devotees. Although by chance they committed an offense at the feet of other devotees. To commit an offense against a devotee is very dangerous in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya therefore said that an offense to a devotee is just like a mad elephant ran loose. When a mad elephant enters a garden, it tramples all the plants. Similarly, an offense unto the feet of a pure devotee murders one's position in devotional service. On the part of the Lord, there was no offended mood, because He does not accept any offense created by His sincere devotee. But a devotee should be very cautious of committing offenses at the feet of another devotee. The Lord, being equal to all, being especially inclined to His devotee, looked as merciful at the offenders as at the offended. This attitude of the Lord was due to His unlimited quantity of transcendental qualities. His cheerful attitude towards the devotees was so pleasing and heart-touching that His very smile was attractive for them. That attraction was glorious, not only for all the higher planets of this material world, but beyond, for the spiritual world also. Generally, a human being has no idea of what the constitutional position is in the higher material planets, which are far better constituted in regard to all paraphernalia. Yet the Vaikuntha planet is so pleasing and so celestial that it is compared to the middle jewel or locket in the necklace of jewels. In this verse, the word Sprihanya Dhamma indicate that the Lord is a reservoir of all pleasure because He has all the transcendental qualities. Although only some of these are aspired for by persons who anchor after the pleasure of merging in the impersonal Brahman, there are other aspirants who want to associate with the Lord personally as His servants. The Lord is so kind that He gives shelter to everyone, both impersonalists and devotees. He gives shelter to the impersonalists in His impersonal Brahman effulgence, whereas He gives shelter to the devotees in His personal abodes known as the Vaikuntha Lokas. He is especially inclined to His devotee. He touches the core of the heart of the devotee simply by smiling and glancing over him. The Lord is always served in the Vaikuntha Loka by many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. As stated by the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Masevyamanam. In this material world, one is glorified if he is favored even a pinch by the Goddess of Fortune. So I can simply imagine how glorified is the kingdom of God in the spiritual world, where many hundreds and thousands of Goddess of Fortune engage in the direct service of the Lord. Another feature of this verse is that it openly declares where the Vaikuntha Lokas are situated. They are situated at the summit of all the heavenly planets, which are above the sun globe, at the upper limit of the universe, and are known as Satyaloka or Brahmaloka. The spiritual world is situated beyond the universe. Therefore, it is stated here that the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, is the summit of all planetary systems. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Salakya Sakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Wisdom Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tudati Swapadantika Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swamitanamle Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharni Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pachita Desani Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaurav Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Anchakalpatar Visa, Kripa Sandhu Bhivacha, Patidana Pavane Vivaishna Vibhina. So, this section of Bhavatam is actually commented by many acharyas and is very instructive, and many lessons can be learned from this section. So, continuing from the previous chapter, so previous chapter is the pregnancy of Diti in the evening. So, in that chapter, we know that there is an untiming union of Kashyapa and Diti. So due to that, there was a catastrophe in the atmosphere of heavenly planets. So there was darkness filled everywhere, actually. And these demigods all were scared because of the situation. So they couldn't able to comprehend. So what they, as usual, all the demigods gathered and then approached Brahma, because Brahma is the first living entity which was born in the universe. From the previous verse we know, the Lord giving the darshan is addressed as Padmanabha, because from his nabha, from his navel, the lotus is born, and from that the Brahma came. So these demigods approaching Brahma, so Brahma telling this story, how this catastrophe is related. He was explaining that his first sons, the four Kumaras, they are traveling actually. So while they are traveling, they are going to Vaikuntha Loka. So Vaikuntha is above, like, you know, the material creation. So in this purport we see, Prabhupada, even they are the summit of the heavenly planets, that above the material creation. So this Vaikuntha Loka, they are traveling, and they went to the place where Vishnu is staying. So there is actually seven gates. So even in South India, or any Vishnu temple prominently which is there in India, if you go, they usually have seven doors, like Tirupati, Balaji, Srirangam in Tiruchi. So these seven doors are there. So what they did is, these four Kumaras, they themselves opened one door by themselves. They were traveling one door to another door. So the six doors they opened themselves. And the seventh door they were about to enter, then they saw two people actually. They are very beautiful. They are the same features as Narayan. Even their garlands is so fresh that the bees are humming around them. And they have jewels, you know, as a crown. But they, seeing these four Kumaras, their face actually changed. Their eyebrows actually frown, their eyes become red, because they started to see that these four Kumaras are just a naked children, 5 years old children. So they were little hangry. So when they about to enter the seventh gate, so they blocked them. They blocked with their staff. So when I was in India, these two incidents happened. So we come across here in material world that we are checked. Sometime we trying to enter, we are checked in the gate. So one incident was we were traveling from India to Melbourne. And there was immigration clear, you know. So we were trying to enter and they stopped us, you know, like, you're not supposed to enter, where is your visa? And we showed visa. Then they say, you should have a return ticket, otherwise you cannot enter Australia. So the flight is getting delayed. And we said, we can't argue with them. So in this there is certain two possibilities. Someone will check, we have to go humbly submissive what they are saying, we have to accept, or either we use power. This is what material. The second incident was, you know, in toll gates, like, you know, in India, the like private, here we have to e-tag and everything. There are places where still, you know, the gates operate. So one time one car was coming and this person tried to stop, and apparently they were on government duty or something. So they got angry and they, you know, dismantled whole office, you know, like computer and everything. These people got really angry. So here, similarly, when this Jaya Vijay, the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha Loka, they stopped four Kumaras. And Kumaras get angry. So here we have to understand, this anger, the anger is there even in the spiritual world. So from this incident we can understand the quality of anger is there. But this anger is not material. Because the four Kumaras getting angry, not for their personal sense gratification, but they were stopped to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was making them angry. So, this anger, Prabhupada writes, this anger is spiritual because they were stopped to take darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was making them angry. And they became angry, so their faces, you know, was like, you know, showing anger, and their eyes become red. So they gave the curse actually. So they were saying, so you are not fit for Vaikuntha Lokas. You are not fit for Vaikuntha Lokas. You have to go to material world where the duality exists. Because in material world there are three things are very prominent. That is desire to sense gratification, and anger and lust. So these three are very prominent, so you are fit to go. So they were saying that this Jay Vijay, you both are imposters. Because how can you, we thought there was no enemy in Vaikuntha Lokas. There is no duality. But you are exhibiting the qualities of material world. How is it possible? So we also have to be careful. Sometimes we judge people from externals. We go with the external. Because this marathon time, we were doing books in Swanson Street. One, I was approaching a person actually. So, externally, you know, no one, you know, approaches because, you know, like massive built, and sometimes, you know, people are not very, you know, like presentable way. But then when I approached this person, he said, actually no one speaks to me. No one speaks to me. I'm so happy that you spoke few words to me. Because everyone thinks I'm a rough guy. And I'm not very palatable, like. But I don't have any money. So I can get this book. Then I gave this book. Then he was searching wherever he could. He said, you know, he showed me I'm a concession holder, but I want this book. So he gave some money. Then he said, how much this book cost? I said, it cost around $8. Okay, give me 1 week time, I will buy this book. I will get the pay, I will come and buy. So, thank you for stopping me, and thank you for, you know, talking to me. So we sometimes are prejudgmental in giving books or, you know, approaching people, thinking that this person may not take, this person may take, this person is like that. So we all have a conception, but this is not the quality of a Vaishnava, actually. See, and we do discriminate some people because some people are envious, some people are, you know, not in a proper consciousness state because they are intoxicated. So those people we don't approach, but normal, like people day to day life, we can approach them. So this duality exists. So they curse them, you have to go. So one may say, see, this is the duty of a doorkeeper. So doorkeeper's duty is to check people and send. So even there was in this Acharya, they're writing, earlier this Jay Vijay stopped Lakshmi Devi also, the goddess of fortune. So one time Lakshmi Devi left the abode and there she returned back, they stopped her as well. So that time Lakshmi Devi predicted that this Jai Vijay will go to material world. Because I was getting angry. They checked me also. That time, you know, the Vishnu was sleeping inside. When Lakshmi Devi left the abode and she returned, then they checked Lakshmi Devi also. But there was a conversation between Lakshmi Devi and Narayan. That time Lakshmi Devi foretold this incident that Jai Vijay will be sent to material world. And we can question that, okay, this is a duty. But one should understand that if someone is Vaikuntha Loka, they are actually in a pure devotee state. They cannot enter Vaikuntha planet unless until we have unalloyed devotion to Krishna or Vishnu, and there is no bit of anatta, sense gratification. They are almost like everyone is pure devotee. That they should understand. Once they see them, that means they are already in that platform. So how can they check that devotees? So that is a thing one should understand. And there will be a conversation about whose fault this incident, who will take this responsibility. Is it Jai Vijay's fault or is this Kumara's fault? So first earlier, when the four Kumaras give the curse that you will go to the material world, immediately Jai Vijay fall at their feet and beg forgiveness. They said, oh please forgive us. They understood that these personalities are not ordinary person, they are the pure devotees of the Lord. So they immediately fell at the feet and they begged forgiveness. What they asked is, this is amazing, they asked, wherever you send, okay, we are happy to go downwards, but make sure we don't forget Lord Vishnu. So for a devotee, either hell or heaven, doesn't matter. Even liberation doesn't matter. Liberation stands at the door of a devotee. Because for the devotee, only devotion to Krishna is more important than the position or place where he is situated. So they are praying that please give this benediction that wherever we go downwards, we don't want to forget Lord Vishnu. After hearing this and after having the darshan of the Lord, so when the curse happened, immediately the Lord appeared. So it is said, again the Acharya said, even the Garuda was there, the palace was there, the Lord, immediately hearing that curse of four Kumaras to Jai Vijay, he didn't even wore a shoe. He didn't even take Garuda. He just walked fast. Because they want to see the lotus feet of the Lord. That's where the problem came. Let me go and give darshan to these four Kumaras. Because their whole incident happened because they want to take darshan of the Lord. So they just, the Lord was running, you know, coming in the barefoot. And after coming, he was casually standing. Further we will see, he was casually standing with one hand on Garuda. So the Lord was coming in barefoot. So that is, the Lord understood. Immediately he came. So first the Jai Vijay thought that they are responsible for this incident. They made an offense. After seeing the Lord, after seeing the effect of devotional service, the Jai Vijay showing to four Kumaras thought that they made this problem. They are responsible for this incident. So they begged forgiveness. And finally Vishnu said, no, you two are not responsible. I am only responsible because I am the master. The master has to take the responsibility of whatever mistake the servant do. So there is a conversation, three people. Then the Vishnu, Prabhupada write, this is all a pastime and of the Lord. Nothing happens by sanction of the Supreme Lord. This is all pastime because there is a desire to fight. The Lord had a desire to fight. But in Vaikuntha, everyone is awe and reverence. Who will fight with Vishnu? So in previous verses we see, Vaikuntha means oneness, not merging oneness. Oneness with desire of the Lord. The desire of the Lord and the devotees is one. That is to please the Lord, to make Vishnu happy. So this is oneness. Everyone has the same desire. So in that situation, who will go against Vishnu? So no one will go or fight or challenge Vishnu. So for this to satisfy, the Lord made this arrangement to send Jai Vijay to material world, and the Lord himself appear in the material world as an incarnation with his own spiritual body to enact this pastime. And also this that they don't have to forget Lord. This is also satisfied in a way. It's a mystical yoga there where they remember Lord always in anger. So that's why they become demons. So the further conversation we'll see, there will be a negotiation happening. You know, whether, you know, 6 lifetimes or 3 lifetimes or... So we see that. So the Lord is so merciful that He is taking the responsibility. And this one, this living in Vaikuntha is means is harmony with the desires of the Lord. So Vaikuntha is not just the place, but is in our practical, it's about consciousness. Even Vrindavan, we have physical Vrindavan present in India. One can take ticket and go to Vrindavan. But even Prabhupada here, he said, this place is non-different from Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is more of an internal position rather, you know, a physical disposition of anywhere. So this consciousness is what we have to carry. This consciousness of Vrindavan consciousness, that we have to sink and be harmony with the desires of the Lord. So many times we see Bhagavatam is, you know, we see now and then that the sages or brahmanas or, you know, rishis are cursing. But this curse actually a benediction. We recently had Damodar Ashtakam, where Narada Muni cursed Nalakuvar and Manikura. So that curse actually one may apparently look like, you know, sending someone down, but they had the darshan of the Lord. They had the beautiful, you know, they could able to see the pastime of the Lord. They could able to be delivered. So what to speak of, this is the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is because of the curse of a Brahmana to Parikshit Maharaj. Otherwise this Bhagavatam wouldn't be available for us. So sometimes the curse could be a benediction. One time I remember I was in the kitchen and there was one devotee, very senior devotee, and I took some prasad or something, I upsetted him. So he gave me a curse. Your material desires will go away. Yeah. Your material life is finished, like that. And he was serious about that. He was so upset, he was, and then walked away. So sometimes we think, you know, very earlier it happened, like not. So sometimes we think, you know, we get upset, we make. And here in the start of this purport also, Prabhupada write about the offense. By chance, nothing happened by chance, by the arrangement or the sanction of the Lord, Supreme Lord, as Paramatma is there and watching all the activities. So, by knowing or unknowingly committing offense is actually a hurdle in the progress in devotional service. And here we see the four Kumaras, you know, Prabhupada write in this purport that impersonalist and the devotees. So they both are there. So the Supreme Lord is, for him, the offenders and the offended. Both are same. There is no discrimination. He is giving darshan, blessings by the glance, by the smile that made, you know, that touched their heart of four Kumaras actually. That pleasing attitude towards devotees. So we have this marathon, book marathon, which is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. So we stop people actually, like Jai Vijay, and we want to take people out of this gate. This material world is compared to the jail. The whole material world is compared to the jail. By distributing books, we are trying to get out of this gate and make them to enter Vaikuntha. So we are saying, see, this is an escape plan for this jail. Here is the escape plan. You know, we have to We are giving this. This is the route. This is the map. This is the plan. By this, you can escape from this repeated birth and death. You will escape from these miseries, escape from this material world. And you can easily enter into Vaikuntha. So they also get anger. We stop them, they get anger. But by pleasing, by having a positive attitude, by having a cheerful attitude, we make sure they are not getting anger. Because you see, you know, in books, we have to make sure that we are happy. Even though, you know, it's a discomfort, maybe hot or tiring, or you may not have proper food or lunch. But then, by speaking to them, we have to present happily. Of course, by distributing books, you know, you will be happy. And what I've noticed is, people in the afternoon or late evening, their face is an index, like they're really tired. They're really tired or fatigued, not really like physical tired, but they're like, you know, they're not happy, something happened bad. But when we stop and if we smile and if we give book, they also change. They say, oh, they don't want to be in that, you know. They say, oh, they'll smile and, you know. And we see, you know, this is, you know, about book, yoga, meditation, happiness. And they're happy to give donation. So we have to have this desire. So I was hearing lectures on book distribution. So there was repeatedly this point was coming. The first thing which is what I made is this 3D. So the first D is desire. Unless until we have the desire to give book, unless until we have desire to save someone, it is very difficult for them. For example, we may think we need that skill, we need the techniques, tips, talent, but this is not necessary. Only desire is enough. For like someone is in the house, and the house in fire. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says, the mud is in fire. Rip off these marbles and distribute books. So this, for example, if you are staying in a house and the house is in fire, and you don't know the local language, you don't know the neighbor, you don't know anyone, but you are so desperate that you will convey this message. Because you have the desire. You go out, you call people, you say something, you show them. You desperately wants to help you. You are, like mad, literally, because you want to save. So similarly, if you have this desire to save the living entity, if you have desire to help and desire to please Krishna through Prabhupada and the Acharyas, then we can do whatever technique, whatever way we can find. We will be innovative to find out. We will be like, you know, creating new ways to distribute books. Because just that desire can do. If you don't have desire, then rather, you know, giving seminars, hearing, going out, you know, technique, tips, all you know. For example, there was yesterday, next to me, there was charity organization. Next to me, there was salvos and, fundraising, everyone. If you see them, they don't have that desire. Actually, they are working for money. They want to, you know, spend time. This many hours, this money. So they just, you know, like, if you want, you can give. If you want, you can come and see us. And if you don't want, you can go. Like that. But we cannot be like that. Because we know everyone has to be saved. Everyone has to see at least. Everyone has to touch the book. Without discrimination, we are just, you know, and the second is dependence on Krishna. I was discussing yesterday also with the other book distributors. So you're going out, you're stopping people and you're giving book and you're saying 2-3 words, you know, yoga, meditation, that's it. Neither the person know anything. Huh? You also, you know, like in terms of convincing the subject matter, but they take book. Nothing in our hand actually. We just have to show and give, and definitely Krishna inspires to them to take book. And book distribution is not like, you know, once you attain skill and you know everything will go. Nothing. Every moment you are dependent on Krishna. It's like there is two activities, he said, that every moment you are dependent on Krishna, that is chanting the holy name and book distribution. Even chanting, so many years we chant, but then also we have to desperately, hopelessly and helplessly call for the name every moment. Because that is dependent on Krishna, how he wants to reciprocate. But our part is, you know, we helplessly, hopelessly call the holy name. Similarly, when we are giving books, we are hopelessly, helplessly dependent on Krishna to some or other send people. Even if you have the super skills, even if you have all the knowledge, if you give, you know, it's very hard. Unless until you are dependent on Krishna. And the third is devotion. So many times we get, you know, the numbers. This many, I couldn't able to do so many books. I did only one. That actually doesn't matter. At the end of the day, are we Krishna consciousness? While doing books or after doing books, when we come, are we able to, you know, remember Krishna? Are we able to, you know, more go deep in Krishna consciousness? That is the matter. Because while before doing book also, you are mentally prepared. You have done your chanting, you have done your morning program, your nice sadhana, you are going out and you are standing. And while doing books also, Krishna gives so many lessons. He will say, you know, so many people abuse you, no, I don't want. They walk off, they will, you know, say so many things, make you humble. And when Krishna, you pray every moment, every people you stop, you pray to Paramatma, you pray, and then he reciprocates. They give donation, they appreciate, they want to take up this process, where you can learn, you want the yoga center, I want to come, I want to know more. And then when you come back, even though you didn't distribute anything, you distributed one or not even a book, but you feel blissful because you have done something for Krishna. There is no result oriented. The action itself, you know, gives all the... We see, you know, in material, not devotees, but outside people, they go to job. Say, I go 9 to 5, 10 to 6, like that. No one likes job, but they spend time. Because they know they're getting money. No one likes. 9 to 5, I have to stay means they will stay. 5 o'clock, I'll return. Doesn't matter. No, even if you like, you don't like, you will stay. Mostly don't like only. No one likes it. Especially Monday, 9 o'clock, someone is going office means, you know. No one likes, but they stay because they know they're getting a lot of money at the end of the week or end of the month. So similarly, if we go out, we just want to stay. Maybe 1 hour or 2 hour or 6 or 8 hours. We are just there to represent Srila Prabhupada and Krishna and showing books. We don't want any result. We're just there, you know, whether in the street or either in the book table or devotee, wherever. You just go and stay there, 1 hour, 2 hour. I want to show this book to whoever is going. I just want to show them. That's it. 100 people, 200 people stop or doesn't stop, doesn't matter. We just have to show the book. At least they see, they touch the book. And guess what? There's a huge amount of, you know, credit, we are creating credit. We may not know, but our spiritual bank balance is like, you know, adding up. So this month is very special month. We just 1 week finished. We have 3-4 weeks left. We can all make endeavor. We are not full-time distributors at this point, everyone. But this month, at least, we can do something. And it's not about numbers, or it's not about It's all about connection. If you give a book, for example, you gave only one book in this whole marathon, and that person became a devotee. If that person became a devotee, then he will, you know, make 100 people devotee. He become a pure devotee, then for sure we will also go to back to Godhead. Like Dhruva Maharaj and his mother. Dhruva Maharaj became a pure devotee, and his Vaikuntha plane was waiting, and he just thought about his mother because his mother only gave. Mother said, "You have to ask God. God is in forest. Go to forest and meditate." So he thought about his mother. Mother also, then immediately the Vaikuntha plan took his mother also. Similarly, if he can give book and that person become devotee, then our life becomes successful. And if we don't give book, for example, two people are there. One person took book, another person didn't took book or didn't show. Okay, they both are friends. The other person will make sure that he will not become devotee. If you don't give book, that person will stop 100 people becoming devotee. You understand? So we have to be really working on this. To give books so that they can become devotees and they can spread the movement. Thank you very much. I would like to stop here if you have any question, correction, comments. On what we discussed. Yes. So, the four Kumaras are the knowledge personification, jnana aspect, and they are born from the mind of Brahma. And they can travel anywhere because they are Brahman realized, that means in a spiritual world, spiritual sky. And till the point now, before that, like till the point of not having the darshan of the Lord. Like last two verses we see that the Lord came and till that point they were impersonalist. After they see the Lord and after the aroma of tulsi leaves which is kept in the lotus feet of the Lord, after they smelled it, they became pure devotee. They changed fully. And of course this purport, this verse also, they touched the glance and the smile of the Lord has touched their heart and they understood. So, till that point they were impersonalists. After this they became pure devotees of the Lord. Now, because they are special, like, you know, there are sages in Bhavatam, you see, Durvasa, Bhrigu, their people are there. They are also not pure devotee. But they travel around the world. Vaikuntha Loka, Vishnu. So they can travel, but they didn't have that knowledge of the personal features of the Lord. But they know the Brahman realization. Like for example, the Bhavatam speaker, Sukhdev Goswami. He is also Brahman realized. He was not willing to come out of this womb of his mother. And they promised that he will not get entangled, you will be unaffected. Then he came out. And when he came out, he just walked away. Then after Vyasdev reciting the verse, glorifying the beauty of Krishna, then his heart melted. He became a devotee. So, it's easy for a person having jnana to become devotee. Even in Bhagavad Gita, we see four kinds of people. One is after wealth, then distress, inquisitive and knowledge. So, the knowledge aspect, and the inquisitive very dear, because they are in a, like in a bouncing stage. They can either go down. If they come in contact with devotees, the devotees association can make them into, you know, pure devotees of the Lord. So is that answer your question? Seeing what? I didn't understand. Yeah.
They were still curious to see the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. They're just roaming, trespassing. That's trespassing. They're just, because in that details who told, and because Brahma is explaining this thing to demigods, he wants to tell them why this calamity is happening now, because there's Diti carrying Jayavijay in her womb, so. Brahma just started, four Kumaras, my son, they were traveling, they just went to Vaikuntha Loka. That is, as we see later, it is the arrangement of the Lord. See, from Brahma so many living entities come, like the four Kumaras, then 10 sons of Brahma, and the 11th is Narada Muni. Narada Muni became a pure devotee. What about the 10 sons? Even the demons come at the backside of Brahma. They were attacking Brahma. So it's a variety of living entities actually. So we cannot say, whoever comes has to be remembering Krishna, Lord. That is not the job of Brahma. Brahma's job is to give, allocate. He's an engineer. He is to allocate the living entities according to previous karma, desire, why they left, to put them, you know, like them. But this is special. These people are four Kumaras. They are just from the brain, mind, like, you know. And they are the jnana aspect of the Lord. They know knowledge. Imagine they could able to stop their growth. So that is the, you know, something wonderful actually, because they can stop their growth, they can control their senses. They don't want to grow, because they knew after growing, you know, certain age they get attracted, they may not enjoy this bliss. Yeah. So they just want to stop there. And yes, bro. Yeah, that's all I know. You can read Surrendering Unto His Lotus Feet by Burjan Prabhu. There's extra commentaries there. You can read that book. It's good. I also undergo this where they committed. Just ask forgiveness. Like Jayavijay fall at their feet actually. Actually this is whether commit, if you are doubtful, always accept the lower thing for us and a good thing for the other person. I was hearing one lecture that there is no right and wrong in devotional service. It's about pleasing devotees and begging forgiveness. That is the more thing. Even you may be right, that person is wrong, but that is not the thing. And if knowing, unknowing, some often asking forgiveness is more easy and good for us, rather carrying that heaviness in the heart of some trouble. And and Vaishnava always forgive, they are very merciful. There's a quote actually, Vaishnava is will forgive even before the offense got over. Something like that. So we always want to be like a judge for others and a lawyer for ourselves. Like we want to justify what we do and we want to give punishment for others if they do to us. But it should be other way around. I think this is a very high subject matter. Okay. Antara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.